First of all, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Father Rocco Porter. I'm the pastor of St. John the 23rd in Fort Collins. And Father Nick and I switched places this weekend because I wanted him to go up and talk to the students and all of my parishioners about doing perpetual adoration. And I know you have perpetual adoration here as well. And so I thought it would be good for them to hear from somebody different. And so so we switched places this weekend. And we do the campus ministry up there at CSU, and it's always a pleasure to just see all the new freshmen come in. And it was an amazing thing this last year is we buy new Bibles every year because it's amazing that when college students go to college, they don't bring their Bibles with them. And so we bought about 500 Bibles this year, and they're already gone. And so probably 500 freshmen now have good Bibles for their Bible studies over this year. And it'll be, hopefully they actually use them. But in doing campus ministry, I think what we hear in the gospel today is exactly what Jesus is asking us to do with them. It's like, how is it that we become true disciples of Jesus Christ? Well, Jesus Christ tells us that if we're going to be true disciples, we have to let go of all of our passions. That we can't have any attachments in this world, and our only attachment needs to be Jesus Christ himself. I think this image that St. Paul gives us with the slave, that obviously he takes this slave to him that will go back and forth to be his communicant to the people that he's ministering to. And so what does St. Paul do with this slave? He doesn't treat him as a slave. He evangelizes him. He teaches him all about the gospel and the good news. And then he sends his slave back to the people and says, he's no longer a slave, he's a brother. So I think what we realize, if we're going to be a true disciple, we have to be instructed by God's word. That it's not enough to just go out and do good things. God isn't looking for more nice people. He's looking for people who's serious about living out the word of God. And if we're going to live that word out, we have to be instructed in it. And St. Paul knows this, so he instructs his slave, really, on how to preach the gospel. And then what happens? He sends him back and says, he is no longer a slave. He is a brother. Treat him as one of your brothers. It's at that moment when he's instructed sufficiently in God's word that he can become a disciple. So God's word is very important. As Catholics, I think we get the short end of the stick because everyone thinks that Protestants are so much better at the word of God than we are. But we hear it preached to us every single day. We hear it preached to us every single Sunday if we are listening. Now I know that as you're sitting in the pews and you have children to deal with and all that, there's many distractions out there. It's hard to pay attention. As a priest, I hear all the time in the confessional, Father, I'm distracted at Mass. And I said, well, that's not your sin, that's the distraction sin. We shouldn't be distracted at Mass, but we are. And you know what? Satan uses all these little things to keep us from hearing God's word. And it's not that the children are cooperating with. The children are beautiful. We're very pro-life. We love all of our children. And I don't see them as distractions. Because our children remind us when they're sitting here with us in the Mass, they remind us of what we're going to be like when we go to heaven. We're going to be crying out because we need something when we're in heaven. And what we need is our God. We need Jesus Christ. And so our children remind us that when they're crying out, it's because they need something. And they're going to be like us in heaven because we need our Father in heaven. But I think when we come back to this understanding of being true disciples, we have to ask ourselves, do you feel like you're a brother or sister in Jesus Christ? Have you been sufficiently instructed in God's word? And are you willing to go out into the world and to live and proclaim that good news, that gospel, everywhere? That's what our God asks us to do. Today, we will come and participate the most beautiful gift that our God has given us, the beautiful gift of his own son's body and blood, the precious body and blood of Jesus Christ here at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And we will receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity into ourselves. And when we receive him, the Lord asks us to not just keep him with us, but to take him out there. Receive him today and desire to be a true disciple. That when you become a brother or sister in Jesus Christ, that means something. It means something important. It means something big. It means that God has bigger plans for you than you have for yourself. May we all look and work to cooperate with God's will, letting nothing stand in our way, letting no distractions keep us from hearing God's word. And may we just be totally united with Christ every single day of our life to be those Christians he calls us to be.